Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is traveling to Duluth today for the second stop in his statewide infrastructure tour. The governor has proposed a $907 million bonding bill for large construction projects. Walz will be joined by Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert and labor leaders. His other stop is at a preschool classroom where he will announce his legislative proposal to make child care more affordable in Minnesota. The governor will be joined by education and child care leaders along with parents. A bill to provide assistance to dairy farmers is one step closer from the governor's desk. The measure helps producers pay for insurance in case milk prices fall or feed prices rise. It passed the Senate on a 66-0 vote, but is slowed in the Minnesota House. Senate Ag Chair Eric Putnam of St. Cloud.
It's essential. It's absolutely essential. And especially, again, remember, we're talking probably about 28 to 32 farms who have started since this original bill was passed, who, unless, if we don't pass this and get this signed into law, the ones who need it the most are the ones who aren't going to be eligible for this assistance.
Putnam says there's no reason why the House shouldn't quickly pass this bill.
If people care about farmers and they care about dairy, this is an easy vote.
It could get a vote in the Minnesota House as early as this afternoon. The Minnesota Department of Education is implementing a new assessment for kindergartners across the state. Director of Early Education, Danielle Hayden.
We want to watch them in their classroom environment, across the routines of their day, and give us lots of feedback and information that goes into determining what they're actually performing at in terms of the skills and development that we would expect of their age.
She says they'll conduct a pilot assessment this fall and begin assessing all kindergartners in the fall of 2027. And Lady Gaga's playing back-to-back shows tonight and tomorrow night at Grand Casino Arena. Minnesota anglers can begin harvesting stream trout this weekend. The DNR's Dean Perrone says trout fishing is a very popular sport in the state.
The number is pretty close to 125,000 trout stamps are sold. So pretty good estimate of the number of anglers out there. Not everyone that buys a trout stamp angles for them, but I think it gives us a pretty good idea of trout angling numbers out there. It is one of the few sports we're seeing a growing number of anglers.
Perrone says trout stamp sales have steadily increased 2 to 3% per year. He says southeastern Minnesota is the most popular destination for trout fishing. And the Minnesota Twins beat the Detroit Tigers 8-6 last night at Target Field for their first series win of the season. The 6-6 Twins scored 6 runs in the first inning. Bailey Ober pitched 5 2/3 innings and allowed 2 runs for his first victory. The Twins go for a 4-game series sweep this afternoon. This is MNN.